This is University Beat. I'm Carrie Sheridan. Children's recreational sports are growing more competitive than ever, and with that comes injuries. Karen Liller, a professor at the University of South Florida College of Public Health, has published a first-of-its-kind study on sports injuries in children aged 5 to 11. While high school, college, and professional athletes are closely studied, Liller says no one had really looked at how often younger kids were getting injured.
We had heard people say, well, children that age are too young, they're too small, they really don't get hurt when they play sports, they surely don't have concussions. And one of the things that we found in this research that they do indeed get injured and they do indeed get concussions.
The study involved 1,500 children, girls and boys, playing sports like football, soccer, baseball, and softball. She says over the 2 years of the study, they reported a total of 26 injuries.
Now, these injuries, what you have to understand is they're just not, falling and, having a scraped knee. This would be an injury where it was serious enough so the child could not return to practice or to play for at least a day. They had to be seen by a medical professional.
Liller and her team documented fractures, heat injuries, and dental injuries.
I think what was surprising for us was not so much that we saw some of these injuries. I think what was interesting about it was that nearly half of these injuries were actually concussions.
As a matter of fact, Liller said concussions were the most common injury documented across all the sports studied. In the first year of the study, football seemed to be the sport with the greatest injuries, but in the second year, it was soccer. While the study indicated that children are getting hurt less frequently and less severely than, say, adult or professional league athletes, Liller says that might not be a fair comparison to make.
I don't think it's good to compare it, if you will, necessarily to high school and collegiate, because that's totally different. You know, the level of play, how strong they are as they get older, and just their ability to even, it's sort of almost a different game, if you will. But, they're still there.
Children's sports are becoming more competitive, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned that a win-at-all-costs mentality, increasingly seen these days among parents and coaches, can exacerbate the risk of injuries in kids. Liller, too, warns against it.
And while a goal is to win, I think in sports, and especially with children this age, that really the goal should be more about learning to collaborate, learning about teamwork, learning to have fun. Right? Learning to do a sport, but to do it safely.
Liller recommends that youth leagues have a certified athletic trainer on hand if at all possible. They can help treat injuries on the scene. If costs are a concern, she recommends teaming up with a local college or university to give some work experience to student athletic trainers. That could be helpful, she says, because injuries are expected to climb.
Children now in elementary school playing, they are as strong as children they used to see in middle school. And so because their training and their strength levels have increased, I think what you're going to see in the future is more and more of these injuries happening.
Liller's research was published in the peer-reviewed scientific journal PLOS One. You can find a link to the study at wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Carrie Sheridan.